very, very important story that we are bringing to you this morning. It doesn't get more important than the children that you have in this country and their safety. And a father has contacted the Nolan Show to say the PSNI, the Police Service of Northern Ireland, have totally let him down after he says his daughter was sexually assaulted in East Belfast. His daughter was 6 years of age. He says a paedophile is still at large and the police are not doing enough about it. We've asked the police to come on the programme this morning. They are refusing to do so. You're about to hear a story that will worry you as parents. And what we're looking to do today is to bring as much information into the public domain as possible so that you can be aware of what this man is telling you happened to his daughter and two other little girls of a similar age, between 6 and 7 years of age. The police had been describing this as a suspicious approach. That's not what it was. This was an alleged sexual assault. And the worrying thing is that the alleged offender is still at large. This man claims also that the police took more than an hour to respond to this sexual assault, despite the fact that the parent was calling the police desperate for help. The incident took place in Belfast, in East Belfast, on Monday the 4th of August. Now, I do want to warn you that we have taken some of the graphic sexual descriptions out of this interview, but there is sexual references within this interview. If you've got children who are off school at the moment, if you've children in the car, you may not want them to hear what you are about to hear. So let's just take the next couple of seconds to give you an opportunity. You should do so now to turn off the radio if you do not want your kids to hear this. We have also revoiced the interview to protect the identity of those involved, but I do think that this is a very, very important story for the public to hear, for you as parents to hear, and for the police to have a think this morning up in Knock headquarters if they really think a community approach to this is to say this morning that they do not want to connect with the general public. So here's the father telling us what happened.
So Monday the 4th of August, around 4:30, my wife went to see where my little girl was, and she shouted her name, and my little girl shouts, "Mummy, come quick, please come quick." So my wife walked very quickly up the street towards my daughter with her two little friends towards my wife. My wife approached this young male. As she got closer to him, he took his shoe off and pretended to hit the wall, thinking there was nothing, you know, what's wrong, nothing done here. As he got closer, he bolted. So my wife straight away onto 999 calls, so she was waiting about the garden, waiting on the police to call. This guy, 20 minutes later, appeared back into the street again with his top off. So there was another 999 call made. And after that, it took another 15-20 minutes. So overall, it was over an hour for the response from the PSNI.
Now, meanwhile, where your daughters had been with him, your daughter is 6 and her two friends, who are 6 and 7 years of age, he had brought them where?
He brought them into the little laneway, a little entry, and he had exposed himself and he made them obviously touch him, and he was saying things like, "I know by the little smile on your face you would like to play with this," and the word sex was mentioned. And they tried to run down the entry to get away, and he went and grabbed them by the wrist and brought them back into the entry again. And he says, "If you scream or tell your parents about this, I'm going to take you away." So they were petrified. And
so this is a man who sexually assaulted the 3 6-year-old?
Sexually assaulted, yep. And I believe my little girl, when this was happening, was crying so hard. So the little girls were just petrified of this. So it was shocking.
My goodness. And your daughter clearly must have been, she wouldn't have understood, but she must have been distraught.
Oh, and every day and every night we are putting up with things. There's been more being said, and if she's bad, "What's wrong with you?" I ask her. That man, it's all that man's fault, and he done this to me.
She's finding it hard to sleep, is she?
She's finding it very hard to sleep, and yeah, it's playing on her wee mind at the minute.
So this is a very dangerous man who's now out in the community.
He's out in the community, and he could be doing this to young children now, which is not acceptable. And the police response to it, the police follow-up after this is absolutely ridiculous. If I am a law-abiding taxpayer, I expect when I need help from the police that they're in the scene inside 5 or 6 minutes. I mean, there's 3 police stations around East Belfast. When my wife approached the police, when they came out, Why did it take so long? There was three cars in the area, they were told. One was on their launch, one was at a death, and the other one they don't know.
Had your wife made it clear when she phoned 999 the seriousness of what was going on?
Yep, she said it was a sexual assault on three little girls, and the other girl's parent rung as well, and they were told what was happening.
And it still took them this amount of time to get out there?
Yep, it took them this amount of time to come out to the area.
Now, what date did you say this happened?
Monday the 4th of August. I said to the police, look, there's a busy garage 30 seconds from the scene. Why don't you get the CCTV from the forecourt? Because this was 4:30 in the afternoon. Obviously the guy came from that area. Why have yous not done street to street? Why is there nothing being followed up here?
So this has been made public about a suspicious approach, but not about an alleged sexual assault.
Definitely, sexual approach, yeah. I mean, if my wife hadn't got out in time, I think there would have been worse things done as well.
So essentially what you're saying here is that there is a paedophile targeting children in East Belfast.
Correct, and still at large at the minute. I just feel that's why I went on to your show. I think this needs to be aired because I think the police want us to be quiet about it, me and my wife, and just brush this under the carpet.
Well, why would they want you to be quiet about it?
Because they've done over an hour to come to a scene like this.
Are you sure it was over an hour?
50 minutes, the first call. The guy reappeared back into the street again. It was 15, 20 minutes before the police actually arrived at my door. I've never heard of this before. Shocking.
What about their investigation since? Have they tried to gather CCTV footage, any evidence around the area? Have they done door-to-door calls?
Well, to my knowledge, no. The follow-up to the parents is poor. We don't know what has happened or what position we're in.
Well, now, hold on a moment. The police must have sent specialist officers out for a start to your daughter, who you say has been sexually assaulted. So have they sent specialist teams out?
No help at all. So that's why we're at loose ends going, this is a serious assault and there's nothing. What's happening here?
Have the police taken a description of this man from your wife?
They have, yeah. They've took a description and last week they rung and said we have to come and do an e-fit. We're still waiting on the phone call for that to happen.
What does he look like?
Between 35, 45, very scruffy. That was the description, about 5'4".
Can your wife remember what he was wearing? Any other features? Tattoos? Earrings?
A t-shirt, trainers and just track bottoms. The whole thing about this, when this happened, the guy shouted, I'll be back the same time next week. The police told us they would be stepping up the police in the area. This guy said, I'll be back the same time next week. So on Monday past there, my wife was up and down the street, parading around looking for this man. There wasn't one police officer to be seen. If he came back into the area, there was no help there at all, or protection there at all. My little girl, she's crying, she thinks it's her fault, she can't go out onto the street, it's her summer holiday, she's starting school in 2 weeks. No, you can't go out onto the street. That bad man, just shocking, I just think it's poor. This guy's running about now, could be in a different area preying on little girls.
You know, it sounds like there is a very dangerous man. A paedophile.
Definitely, in the area, knocking about out there. I mean, this happened in bright daylight at 4:30 in a busy area.
How's your wife?
She's distraught. They get no answers anywhere. It is shocking. It's like the police, we feel that we are, be quiet about this, we'll deal with this, get it brushed under the carpet. It's not good enough.
Well, obviously the police would strongly deny trying to brush under the carpet an issue so serious as this, which endangers children. There are big, big questions to be asked here. Of the PSNI this morning. One, why did it take them so long to come out? Two, what do they say their response time was compared to what you're saying it was? Three, why have they said this is a suspicious approach when clearly it was a sexual assault? Four, they say they've stepped up patrols in the area. you say they were nowhere to be seen. Five, should there be a bigger awareness campaign? You're talking about three different children here. But the biggest thing for me that is absolutely confusing me, you know, I can't get my head around it even, is that you're saying your daughter is the victim of sexual assault. And you're saying there's been no follow-up from the police. They have not sent any type of care team, any type of specialist officer to you and your family and your daughter.
Nobody's been out to see my daughter. They took her to Garnival for questioning 2 days in a row and this happened 2 weeks ago. But there's been no help. I asked the police, obviously I need help for my daughter here. They don't know who to put me in touch with.
Oh, well, now come on, they must know. They've got specialist teams. Who's they don't know who to put you in touch with?
It's what we were told. I don't know what help we can give the little girl.
Who told you that?
Police.
Well, that's extraordinary.
Not one of them has been to my door to see how the little girls are, and that's just mind-boggling.
And meanwhile, your daughter is finding it difficult to sleep and is still clearly, obviously, understandably traumatised by this.
Definitely, no. Not good. It's not good.
OK, well, look, thank you so much for bringing this story to us. And clearly we have a lot of questions to ask on your behalf. So, you can imagine what that parent is going through. More to the point, you can imagine what those children are going through. And indeed, if you're a parent in East Belfast, you will have many questions. And what the Nolan office is currently doing right now, so we've been talking to the police over the last 2 days about this story. They are refusing for some reason to talk to you, the community they serve, on this programme this morning. They have issued us a statement. They have said Chief Superintendent McCrum, who is the District Commander for South and East Belfast, has said this incident is the subject of a police ombudsman investigation and therefore police are unable to comment further at this time. Well, Chief Superintendent McCrum, I think I need to challenge you on that. So in terms of what the police have and have not done wrong here, fair enough. You're saying that you're unable to comment on that. And I understand that that's subject to an investigation. But I'll tell you what, Superintendent McCrum, there's a huge community policing service surely to do here, which is to get one of your officers, or indeed yourself, onto this programme, reassure the public what you're doing. There's an alleged, you know, your staff are still calling this in a statement that they have sent as recently as yesterday to this programme, a suspicious approach. While your staff are then telling us on the phone, confirming that it's an alleged sexual assault. You have heard a father tell you on this programme this morning that his daughter was sexually assaulted. She's unable to sleep at night. Now, could someone from the police, there's a new chief constable now, could someone from the police please connect with the public this morning and we will make enough air time this morning for you to do so.